Okay, so we're on the bottom of Tezayin Mabez, the new Mishnah.
What time is it, Shachar?
6:40. So we'll see what we can do here. So the Mishnah, all the way in the bottom of Tezayin Mabez, says, Heichan hayu shachar ve'osailu. So the Mishnah told us earlier in the parak, I'm not sure this parak or a different parak, that there were 13 bows that they would perform in the base of Mikdash. So where were these four bows taking place?
13.
13, thank you. So Arba b'tzafon, four in the north, Arba b'darum, four in the south, Shalosh b'mizrach, three in the east, and Beis b'marvin, two in the south. Keneged shlosha sasharim, keneged the 13 gates. So you do the math, it's 4 plus 4 plus 3 plus 2, that adds up to 13. So Dromim, the four southern gates, Smuchin the Marv, that were really on the west, the western gate. The east was where the entrance was into the Beis HaMikdash, let's say, from your perspective. So I'll be north, south, east, west. So the eastern gate was this way. I'm going to get a little confused here. Mm-hmm. So the south would be here. So southwest, beautiful picture there. Okay, so I'll just do whatever I have in my head. I like visualizing these things. So southwest over here by David would be where the three gates would be. And what were they called? So Shar HaElyon, Shar HaDelek, Shar HaBichoro, Shar HaMaim were the four gates in the south. Why was it called the Shar Mayim? Shibo Machnis and Sluchas, that's where they brought this jug of Shanisach HaMayim Bechag.
Is that like entrance to the Beit HaMikdash?
Exactly.
13 entrances.
13 entrances according to this Mishnah. So one of the gates was called Shar HaMayim. It was called Shar HaMayim because that's the entrance where they would draw the Mayim from Nisach HaMayim. On Sukkot, they'd bring Nisach HaMayim, so the water would come from that gate. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Omer, Bo HaMayim Mefachin. That's where the water of Osan Yos Yotzim Itachas Mifsan Habayis Lumas Habayis. So there, that water we brought Osan Lavo in the future, some water, some spring would become flowing from that particular gate. Nothing to do with Nisach HaMayim, that's where the Ma'ayan was coming from. So then the Gemara says, Le'uma Son, corresponding to the three south, southern gates, the four southern gates rather, B'tzafon, the north, B'smuchon B'marv, now where I'm standing, assuming this is the diagram, the northern side towards the west, we have four different gates. Shar HaYichanya, Shar Karbon, Shar Nashim, Shar HaShir. Four different gates. So, V'loma Nikro Shmo Shar Yichanya. Why was it called Shar Yichanya? Why was it? Says the Gemara, the Mishnah rather, Shebo Yotza Yichanya Begalus, when Yichanya was exiled by Nebuchadnezzar, he was exiled Shebe Mizra, that's where he left from. That was the gate he walked out of when he was sent away. Shebin Mizrach, the eastern gate, now over here where Ricky is, I guess that area, using this as the model. Shar Nikanor, that's the Shar Nikanor, that's a famous Gemara in Yuma, Yuzhmei Simon, that's the Gemara in Yuma, talks about why it was called that. Vishnei Pishpash, and that was the main entrance to the base of Mikdash from the eastern side here. There are two little gates on the side, you said he did Midah, so it talks about in great depth, the two little tunnels almost, gates, small gates next to the Shar Nikanor. Hayula, Echar Mimino, Echar Mismala, one on the right, one on the left, Vishnaim, and the two ones, Bimar, in the west of here, where the Kosh Kedashim were, Velohe Lehemshen, they had no name. So those are the total 13 gates, and those are the 13 shtachavayos a person would make in the base of Megdash. So the Mishnah says, the Gemara rather says, Masnisin, our Mishnah must be Abba Yossi ben Yochanan. He's the author of our Mishnah. Damar Keneged Shlosha, say Sha'arim, that you, the three bows are connected to three gates. Biram, however, Kirabanan, Shiva Sha'arim Hayu. According to the Rabbanan, there are only seven gates, Ba'azara. So Adas, the Rabbanan, according to the Rabbanan, Heichan Hayu Shachavos Halalu. Where do you find the 13 bows? You only have seven, according to him, only seven gates. Kiahid Taninan Taman, like the Mishnah says there, Yud Gimel Pratzos Hayubosh, there were 13 breaches, Shepartsim Malchayavan, that the Greeks had broken through. So in the particular area, the Chel, so the way the base of Migdash was structured, you have the Har Bais. On top of the Har Bais is the base of Migdash. Now below that, I don't remember how far away, but below that, on the Har Bais, there's a little fence that went around. So the Yavanim had made 13 breaches in these gates. So the Chazav Gadum Bnei Chashmonai, the Chashmonai, we spoke about them yesterday, actually. So they came up and they fixed these three breaches. The Gazu Kenag and Yigim Hashachavai also corresponding to these three breaches, and then fixing it up, they instituted three Hashachavaios Kenagad them.
So Chachamim said that the 13 are Kenagad whatever the Roman destroyed.
Exactly.
Rabbi Yosef in the Mishnah said 13 Kenagad Shlosh Hashachavaiot.
Kenagad Shlosh Sharos. The 13 gates. Everyone agrees there are 13 Hashachavaios, 13 bows you would make.
Okay.
Question is, why 13? The Mishnah said because there are 13 gates.
Oh.
And says the Gemara, the Rabbanan, I know, because there are 13 breaches.
If Rabbanan don't agree that there are 13 gates in the Beit HaMikdash itself, like, okay, fine, I can understand doing away with the two pishpishim, okay, next to Shal Nicanor. But, you know, like, where else do they propose to take away the rest of the gates? You know, like, it's...
So, again, it's very... The structure of the Beis HaMikdash is very confusing. You remember from Gemara Yuma, was like this third parak there, talks about Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and which gate and what the Lishcha was called and was it called this, and a lot of machlokes and what the Lishchas were, what they functioned as. So I don't know why you have to assume there were 13 gates, just because the picture's that way. Just close another...
No, but it's... Okay, I would think like the structure of the where the gates are would be pretty well known. Like it's not.
Unfortunately, there's so much debate on so many things that you would think would be so obvious, but you know, apparently we lose the Masorah. Yeah. So, and again, unless you want to say there were gates that they didn't consider gates, they're opening, but maybe just they didn't call the shahr. What?
And what are these 13 ishtachavuyot?
I'm not sure exactly when they'd perform them, but they'd bow down 13 times. I don't know what stage.
As you walk by it, like you would bow down.
13 times?
As you walk by whichever opening, you would bow. So it could be 13. If you're walking around the entire...
You do not know it for sure. You assume.
What?
That's the 13 ishtachavuyot is when you...
No, it is. When you walk by one of these shalim, you would bow.
13 times?
No, one time. Okay. But if you walk around the entire building, then you would have to bow 13 times.
The ketuv?
I did it in a different... I just don't remember exactly where to quote it from. I'm not that good.
But. I mean, the Mishnah says Heichan, where. Heichan means like where, I think. That's what it says here. So where do you do it? So at this point, I think what he's saying is right. That's where you bow down one time. Now, there are 13 spots along the areas where you have totals 13 different hashtachavos. So Gemara now quotes a pasuk and says, Ksiv, the pasuk says, V'haya b'yomahu yetzi mayim chayim yushalayim. And it will be in that day, Las lavo, Mashiach come, water will be coming out, mayim chayim, it's hot, not hot, but live springs will be coming from Yushalayim. So Gemara says, Tane, mi base kodesh kodashim, it comes from kodesh kodashim, ara paroches, it's going to be kikarne sile, it's going to be very thin uchiyalai. So it's like some type of animal, very thin stream of water comes out of it. Did any Hebrew helps you out?
Shablulim. How do you say shablulim? Snails.
Snails, yeah.
That right. The machushim, or whatever, on top of their heads, how do you call it?
Antennas. That's how skinny the stream is going to be coming from Kodesh Kedashim. And then it's going to come from Minaparochas Ad Mizbech Hazav, the inner Mizbech, with the golden Mizbech, with Bikarnei Chagavim, like the horns of a grasshopper.
A little wider.
Okay.
And become a little wider.
And then Mizbeach Hazav Azaros, Kechut Shel Shesi, one of the strings of the weaving things. It gets a little wider than that. And then Min Hazaros Ar Miftan Habayis, another area. I'm not sure exactly where that is, though. So then it would be Kechut Shel Arev, which is the other direction used in the weaving, which is a little thicker than the Shesi. And Mikama Elech, from that point on, Kimafei Hefach, hapach. Pi hapach, like flowing from a jug, much wider. That would be the way the stream, this water would become flowing out. The pasuk in Zechariah says, "Vayebayomahu yetsi mayim chayim." That's the way it slowly widens and widens and comes pouring out of the base of Mikdash. They quote another pasuk says, "Ksiv hine mayim mifachkim merkasev hayemanis," and the water is going to be pouring out from the right shoulder. Mitzeis ha'ish kadim, when a man from the earlier generation, maybe it's referring to Mashiach, I guess, v'kab yado, let me a line in his hand, v'yamar elef ba'ama, he's going to measure 1,000 with an ama, v'yavirinu b'mayim me'y afsayim. And it's going to pass through the water, what does me'y afsayim mean?
Me'y afsayim. Klomar, shebemechak elef ama mimekom yitziyato lo haya amok ela ad karsula.
It was very shallow.
Even up to 1,000 amot distance from where this water starts coming from, it's only going to come up to your ankle.
Okay, so ad kasula, it's going to go up to your ankle. So then it says vayamad elef vayvirenu b'mayim mibarkai, and then it's going to go up to your knees. And then vayamad elef vayvirenu mimasnai, and then it's going to go up to your hip area. And then ad masnaya. Mikan veilach, from here on in vayamad elef nachla shalucha lavar. You can't pass anywhere. So that's how deep it slowly got as well. So then I feel the veronim, it's going to be even too deep that even a boat, gedola and yichol lavor bo. So even a large boat, which doesn't make any sense, you'd think it's deeper it is, the easier a boat could pass through. So Gemara explains, my time, what's the reasoning that a boat can't pass through? The tzi adir lo yavirenu. My time of tzi adir lo yavirenu. Why is it that the boats cannot pass through? Says the Gemara, mipnei ma, Did I skip something? That's what I was saying. Yeah. No, sorry. My time is, how do you know a boat won't be able to pass through? Because the pasuk continues to say, "Vitsi adir lo yavrenu." So I guess "si adir" refers to a large boat that can pass through. So mipnei ma. So why can't it be that a large boat cannot pass through? Ki go hamaim mei sachu mahu mei sachu. Because ge maim is like the guy with the heart, the strength. The maim is meisach. What does meisach mean? It means milashim. It'll be too powerful to, I guess, the rapids, too powerful for a boat to pass through.
It's too strong of a current.
It pulls them. It's a current. That's what it means, a current? Okay. So, Amar Ravachuna ba'asrin kari l'shaita. In their place, they called the word shayata shechuna. That's why when the pasuk says meisachu, it really means shayata. Mine says shechuna here. My diktuk in shechuna here, but is anyone's guess? Too? Yeah, sure, why not? So you have shechvana, I have shechuna. Either way, it's not a Hebrew word.
I knew sachyan, sachvana from the word sachyan, to swim.
Sicha. Okay.
No sicha, schia.
Yeah.
Schia.
Nice to swim.
Okay, so then Uferas, the pasuk says, Yodav, Uferas Yodav Bekirbo, he spreads his hand, Kasha Yifares Hasocha Lischos, the person who goes to swim.
Yeah.
So that's the idea we see, Sicha, Yisichia rather, is to swim.
That depends on the style of swimming, you can freestyle.
Okay, so Mal Lischos, so what does it mean Lischos? So Amar Rabbi Yossi Bei Rab Bon Mi Mayin De Mismalin Be'alma. So the pasuk had said above, we just quoted the pasuk Yeshaya to prove that sechia means swim, hasocha l'sachos. So he says, miyayin de mismalin ba'alma, water that we're speaking of is because of the great nisim. So what is this in reference to?
He's saying sachu is from the word sicha, from the word conversation. It's going to be water that everybody talks about.
The mismalin ba'alma, that everyone talks about. That's how the nisim is. That whatever pasuk Yeshaya is referring to, this be swimming in these waters that people will be discussing because the mayim of Nisim. Okay, I'm not sure exactly the context there. Okay, says the Gemara further. Ksiv, the pasuk in Zechariah says further, Bayom Ahu, in that very day, the Mashiach is coming, Yehem Makor Niftach LeBeis David. There's going to be the source, a spring that's going to open to Beis David. Uliyoshva Yishlaim L'chatas L'nida. It's going to be open for the purposes, for the uses of a chatas, which chatas here means not a carbon chatas, but it means the paraduma, the mechatas, which is used for paraduma, and for a nida. So Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, B'shem Rabbi Yonason says, Mi Beis David Vad Yoshva Yishlaim, from the house of David until the outreaches of Yishlaim, Kisherim L'nida U'l'chatas, the water was able to be used, it was enough water of Arbamsa, 40 sail used for nida, it was also used for chatas. From that point beyond Yerushalayim, however, it's Meitarobosem. It's considered mixed with other waters throughout Eretz Yisrael. And those waters are only Ksheim Lenida, works for Nida because you have this shear, but the Psulim Mechatas, because Mechatas requires a Maim Chaim. It has to come from a spring, a live spring. Once it goes beyond that, the walls of Yerushalayim, it gets mixed with other rivers and rainwater, whatever it is, it's no longer considered Maim Chaim.
We're still talking about the future.
Yeah.
And we're still talking about that same water that's flowing from Kodesh Kodesh.
I think so. Yeah, I think it's exactly the water flows out, right?
I got worried, I didn't hear you.
So then the Gemara says, that's according to the opinion of Rabbi Yonasan. Comes along Amar Rabbi Elazar, he says, no, mi beis David vad Yoshua Yishlaim kishem l'nida ulechatas. It's kosher for those things. Mi kan ve'lech, from that point on, outside Yishlaim, it's mei katprisios hein psulun l'nida ulechatas. The water is no longer considered part of the original source, rather it's considered spilled water, and when it comes to Nida, water used for Nida, it doesn't work. It has to have rainwater in that very same spot, where it has to be a flow. But once it goes beyond that point, it's not considered part of the initial flow of the water and can't be used for Nida. Those are complicated topics in terms of Maseches Nida and Tefillah in general. So then the Gemara says, another pasuk in Yechezkel, this is Yechezkel now, sorry, it says, Vayomer, a lie, says to me, Hamayim ha'ela yotzim el ha'galila ha'kadmona. These waters go out to the Galil, the earlier one, the eastern part of the Galil. Ze yam shel samcha. That's the water, the sea of samcha. I don't know what yam shel samcha is, but apparently a body of water. The yardu el ha'rava, then it goes to the west.
It says that this is a agam mitzfon lakineret. It's a lake. Ahula. It's north of the Kinneret.
It used to be Bitsa, do you say Bitsa?
It used to be a swamp.
Swamp.
It's like a lake.
Marsh.
Okay. So then the Yard de El Rabba, then it goes to the west. These waters, I guess we're talking about, that comes out. It's going to go to the west. The Yam Ze Yam Shel Teveria. So that we know, the Yam Kineret. Ubo Hayama, then it goes down to the south. Ze Yam HaMelach. And then El Yam HaMutzaim, Ze Yam HaGadol. And that goes all the way out to the east. That's going to be the Yam HaGadol. Olama Nikra Shemo Mutzaim. Why the Pasuk refer to these waters as which are the one that goes to the Yam HaGadol? Why is that called Mutzaim? Yitzilashon going out. Connected shtei pamim shiyata, corresponding to the two times that the water came out, it flooded. The echad b'dor enosh ve'echad b'dor havlaga, two times that the water had overflowed and flooded. That's why it's called mutzaim. Reb Lazar b'shem Rabbi Chanina says berishona initially, meaning b'dor enosh yatza ad kalbria. The water flooded until the area called Kalbria. Don't know where that is.
Italia.
Okay. That's what it tells you there?
Yeah.
Here it says, I have France here in mine, I think.
Right?
In Sarfat, France, right?
Big differences.
Yeah. It says in southern Italy.
Okay. Others say it's
Bedrom Italia.
Puglia. Is that Puglia is Poland? Okay.
There is a place, Calabria, now in the south of Italy.
Yeah? Oh, okay. Fine. So then,
I've not traveled. I know with me.
No, you don't
have to. I'm just kidding.
Okay, Ubashnia, the second time it flooded, Bedora Flaga, Yatza ad Kefe Barbria, went to a different location.
It's from the word barbaric, it must be Africa.
Okay.
Africa. Yeah.
Okay, fine. Rabbi Acha says, B'shem Rabbi Chanina.
I wonder whether it's from Africa.
Rabbi Acha b'shem Rabbi Chanina says a different way. No, but Rishona, the first water, the first flood, Yatza ad Kefe Barbria, your African place. Ubashnia, the second time, Yatza ad Akko vad Yaffa. That's the north of Eretz. At least that much I know. Yeah, that goes to the north of Israel.
Was bigger than
Aftaga
was before. No,
Enosh
was before
Aftaga. Right. So the Pasuk says, quote the Pasuk in Eov, ad po tavo velo so sif. Here will come, will no longer go further. What does it mean to add po? Add ako, savo, lo sosif, ufo yoshis begon galecha, sha'ad yafo ashis gion galecha. So they're making a drush on the word. It says ad po, they're making it read as ad ko, up until here, ad ako. So saying ad up until ako is where the water, the flood had reached, and not beyond that. That's a drush they're making in the Pasuk in Eov.
And this is all from the water that will come out from Beit HaMikdash?
I think so. I think it's referring to.
But is this the Mediterranean now that's overflowing, or is this
point is the Mediterranean, exactly. Once we refer to, we watched the water flow that came from Beis HaMikdash, went to this lake, and then to this sea, and then eventually we got to the Yam HaGadol. And the Pasuk referred to Yam HaGadol as Mutzaim. So why is Yam HaGadol referred to as Mutzaim, the water that leaves? But then we said because there are two floods. So that's, we're discussing how far the floods got to.
Okay, fine. So no, it's really...
What?
Because the Yam HaGadol is the
oceanus. It started, the size of the water.
Right,
it started the snail, then it got bigger and bigger and
but
bigger.
But a Yam HaGadol, right. usually refers to either the Atlantic or the Pacific,
here,
like the ocean.
But
the,
here it's called Yam HaTichon, it's clear.
Yam HaGadol in Midrash is Yam HaTichon.
Yam HaTichon.
No, Yam HaGadol is the Atlantic.
But here, no, here it says Yam HaTichon. In the Gemara, they mean it because in those days they didn't even know what was
right.
For them, that was Yam HaGadol.
But here it says... יש ים גדול, יש מפרשים, ים גדול, ים אוקיינוס, והוא האוקיינוס האטלנטי. And it flooded enough to actually create the Mediterranean.
Right. I think the Mediterranean was, but it extended more towards. That's what according to the chart here. כפי הנראה, כוונת הגמרא לומר שמתחילה לא היה המים בשטחו של הים התיכון של ימינו. וכך כך נמשכה לתוך שטח זה מים.
Oh, so this is the Yotzim. That's what happened when it flooded out of the world.
Because if you think about it, right? Because if you think about it, in the first flood, it went to Barbaria. In the second flood, it went to Yafo. If it was really the Mediterranean, it would have flooded Yafo first. The first flood should have been greater than the second flood. So it can't possibly be that it was the Mediterranean that flooded. It had to have been something else that overtook the Africa and then came to Israel on the second. That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
But Okay.
סיף האוקיינוס בתחילה את השטח שליד החוף הצפוני של האפריקה, ואחר כך נמשך עוד והציף את השטח המזרחי.
חייב להיות רואה את זה נפני, מה אתה מסתלבט עלינו? קראת את זה נפני.
Okay.
עכו ביפו, עכשיו החוף המזרחי של... Right, because it's further away from the Atlantic.
Okay. Says the Gemara. Nicha yama rabba v'yama demilcha. I understand that these waters, that we're going back to the water that flowed out of the basement, the Kodesh Kedoshim. So what was the need for the water, the spring, to overflow to all these different places? So I understand why yama rabba the yama gadol and the yama demilcha yama hamelach, why it required it, because they were very salty. The shul mitkan, to make them sweet, to make them drinkable now. However, Yamat Tverio, Yamat Samchu, which already were Mesukin, what was the need for the spring to touch them and affect them?
Yamat Samchu?
That was that lake you said exists up north?
North of...
Only you heard of?
Achula.
Achula, okay. So Rablos, that comes to include the Gossam, the reason why it had to overflow to those, for the fish that were there, that give a bracha, dechsib, leminat tiyad de Gossam, limine minim tiyad de Gossam, to have overflow of fish, to have fish grow. You're right, the water themselves were very healthy and very sweet, but they didn't have enough fish there. So that was the reason for
isn't
the bracha.
Isn't Be'er Miriam inside the Yam of Tveria? Isn't that what they say?
Yeah, but this...
So shouldn't there
it's hidden there, but that was...
Oh, it's not working itself? They closed the valve?
Closed the valve.
The main valve,
but that the Bear Miriam didn't give fish though; it only had Mayim.
But it gave plenty for water, just right. Like this.
But
then
the point of this
fish.
Was to give Doug to give fish. They say if you look at a particular angle, you could see the Bear Miriam. They say the Gemara says.
Yeah.
Where's that Gemara again?
Don't know.
Somewhere you can look at the right angle.
So it started from Beit HaMikdash, and Chachamim assume. That this is the flow that it's going to be.
Yeah, based on Pesukim, we bring Nevi'im. Zachar, yeah.
I'm sorry, I don't want to sound. I don't want to sound, you know, but I just try to understand it. So they found the Pesukim that will fit into such a story. But I'm sure that you can find different Pesukim that will change the story.
There's no story.
I'm not.
No story.
Meaning, no, I'm not trying to.
That, Yecheskel
it's Nevoah.
Yeah.
So everything here is a Nevoah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Based on the Nevoah that Yecheskel had, how the Beit HaMikdash Lishi will be.
The Nevoah start from which Pasuk?
It started, was the first one we had?
And then the Mefarshi, the
it started from the whole Pasuk about the water.
Yeah, Bayom Yotzu Maim Chaim, Yerushalayim.
There's no way that...
Bayom Yotzu Maim Chaim, Yerushalayim.
So it's a Nevoah.
We don't have time.
This is not a Nevoah. This is explanation.
Vaitel.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so I'm talking about the explanation.
There could be another one.
Tani, I'm Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Ma'ase shalachti. There's once a story. I walked to Litzedan, a certain place. Ve'vi lefana. I walked to the Yosef Mishlosh Meos Mini Degam. I saw there were 300 types of species of fish. B'tam choyachad in one plate. So that's what it's going to be. That's what it means. Mine dehiyad degasam. That's the bracha that's going to go to the other water, bodies of water from the spring. Says the pasuk. Gemara asks the following kasha. Near poa mine, the water is going to get refu. It's going to get fixed. It's going to be from salty to sweet water. But another pasuk says elsewhere in Yechezkel, bitzosav ugvav with the with coming out eggs. No, I think it was an aleph, not only eggs. Bitzosav. It says ugvav velo yarpu lemelach nitanu. It won't refu. It won't make the water sweet. So one pasuk says it will make it. One pasuk says it doesn't make the water sweet. Ksiv, the pasuk says, "V'nirpu amayim v'at amart v'lo yarfu amayim." One to say it's good, and one to say it's not good. Makam hu shmolo v'lo yirafu. No, it's not referring to being refua. There's a place that's actually called v'lo yirafu. That the this place of b'tosav ugvav and a place called v'lo yirafu, the melech, there's going to be very salty waters. But it's not saying that the salty waters won't get refua. It will be. It's not a steer. Interesting answer to this. Says the Gemara further quotes another pasuk in Yechezkel related to this water. Ksiv v'al hanachal yale al svaso. The water is going to go up to the banks. Mizeh mizeh akol eitz meichel. All the fruit trees lo yibal alehu lo yitom piryo lechadashav yivaker. So what does lo yibal alehu mean? And the fruits won't finish. The fruits will continue to grow. And every month it will yivaker. It will become new every single month. What does it mean it'll become new every single month? So Tani, the Brisa says, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Lefisha Ba'olam Hazeh, in this world, Tfuah Osa L'Shisha Chadash, every 6 months the grains renew itself. V'ilan Osa L'Shnei Masa Chodesh, but it takes a year, 12 months, for a tree to renew its fruit. Aval Asa Lava, Tfuah Osa L'Chodesh Echad, it'll just take 1 month. V'ilan Osa L'Shnei Chadashim, that's what it means. My time, how do you know this? Because L'Chadash of Yivaka, every month, Chadashim, every 2 months, the tree will renew its fruit, V'kurim. Rav Yossi comes along and argues, Amar Rav Yossi, Lefisha Ba'olam Hazeh, HaTfuah Osa L'Shisha Chadashim, V'ilan Osa L'Shem Esa Chodesh, Aval La'as Lavo HaTfuah Osa L'Chamisha Asa Yom. It will take just 15 days for the Tfuah to renew itself, V'ilan Osa Chadesh Echad. It will just take 1 month for the trees to renew its fruit. So Shekein Matinu Sha'asas, we see that this happened, HaTfuah B'mei Yoel L'Chamisha Asa Yom, V'kar B'menu HaOmer. The times of Yoel, there's a big drought, and in 15 days, everything grew from beginning to where it became ripe, and they used it as a carbon omer. So that we see just like then, 15 days, Las Lavo should be even greater, at least the same as good. My time, how do you know this? How do you read this in the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, in Yoel, Uvnei Tzion gilu v'simchu ba'ashem, Elokeichem, kinasan lachem es ha-mora le-tzedaka v'yored lachem geshen mora ba'akish barishon. So based on the Pasuk, they darshan how it rained a certain amount of days in Nisan, and just a few days later it grew, and then they were able to bring the carbon omer in Nisan in just 15 days. Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, up until Pesach, they were able to grow the fruits. What's he going to do with the pasuk that says chadash yivaker, which sounds like it takes 2 months for the trees? So he explains, shebechol cholish cholish yemi b'charav. Not 2 months, or every single month. Each month, monthly, there will be a renewal of fruit. Right. Says the Gemara, quotes a pasuk, another pasuk in Yechezkel, v'aleu l'srufa. So what does it mean l'srufa? So Rabbi Yochanan Amar, tarfei mitzitz ala, utraf mizona. So that they will be eating and sucking all the juices out of these fruits, and then
not the fruits, the leaves.
Oh, the leaves. Where did it say leaves? Yeah. Oh, aleo, aleo. Okay, the fruits. The leaves, rather. They'll be eating. Even the leaves will be so juicy. They'll be eating that and sucking out mitzitz aleo. They'll be sucking out the juices from the leaves. The tarf mizona. It will feel like they're eating a meal. That's how it is going to be. Right. That'll be the meal. It'll be. You don't get satisfied. You don't get full from a drink. But these will be so juicy that even from the drinks themselves, you'll get so satisfied. Now, Rav Shmuel, Charamar Lahatir Pe Shilamalan. Some say it will give a refuah to the person who can't speak, the mouth above. And that's Charamar Lahatir Pe Shilamalan, the mouth below, from people who can't have children to help bring a refuah for that. That's what Lachufa means. Lachufa means like medicine. So that doesn't mean what, it's a different pshat. And Rabbi Hanina, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Charamar Lahatir Pe Akaros, Charamar Lahatir Pe Ilimim. Rabbi Hanina agrees to Rabbi Yeshua. The question is what. Which order he presents his understanding. But it will bring a...
That will be nice, such a malpe.
Yeah. Says the Gemara, now Lumas, I'm quoting from the Mishnah that we started off with, Lumasan Betzafon. So we said in the north there are going to be three gates corresponding to the three gates and the south. So At Mota B'Shasha Allah Nebuchadnezzar Lekan. So the Gemara says when Nebuchadnezzar was coming up to Yerushalayim, to Eretz Yisrael, to remove the king of Yehoyachan, So, ba v'yashalo b'dofnei shel Antochia. He sat in the area, the city of Antochia. V'yatsa Sanhedrin gedol across. So they went out to greet Nebuchadnezzar. V'amula, the Sanhedrin says to Nebuchadnezzar, "Hegiyas my bias hazelech hariv. Is now the time when you're going to come destroy the base of the Mikdash?" Amar lahen. So Nebuchadnezzar says to them, "I didn't come to destroy it. I just came to remove Yehoyachan. So osa shehimlachti alechem tenu leave ani holech, just the one who I gave you as king, given to me, I'm taking him back home with me. I'm just removing him as king." So Bov Amrul Yoyachan Melch Yuda, they went and told Yoyachan that Nebuchadnezzar's here. Nebuchadnezzar, Bai Lach, he wants you. To Kevin Shishama, once he heard this, Mehenkach, Natam Aftichol Shal Beis HaMikdash. He took the keys of the Beis HaMikdash. Sha'alu L'gagol Shal Hecha. He went to the top of the Beis HaMikdash. Amr L'Fanav. He says, Ribono Shal Olam, L'Sha'avar, in the past, Hayinu Ne'manam L'Chav, Hayu Maftichan Masurun Lanu. We believed in you, and you trusted us with your keys. Now, Achshav She'enanu Ne'manam. We don't believe you, rather. Harei Maftichol Secha Masurun Lach. The keys are handed over to you. Karish Baruch Hu. Trein Amaram. It's a Machlokas Amaram. What exactly did he do next? Chad Amar Zor. What happened next? Chad Amar Zorakon. He threw him up above. The old lo yardu didn't come back.
Keys,
yeah, the keys to enter.
So he closed the place.
Locked it up. Went to the top. Yep, threw the keys up. Kadosh Baruch Hu put out a hand.
He's the only one with the keys.
And then Charamar, the other opinion says, Ba'a.
He's David Levy.
Ba'a. Kimin yad untlasim yada. No, not that he threw it up, but Kadosh Baruch Hu came and took the keys from him. Kevin Shirao Kol Chori. Since everyone, all the ministers saw this happen, Yehuda, all of the land of Yehuda, Cain, Alu, Larosh, everyone went up to the Rosh Gagosen, enough of Mesa. They all went up top and fell and
who is
died.
Everybody?
All the Chashver.
Kohanim and so.
Says Atzilei Yehuda, could be the Askanim, the Kohanim, could be whoever's like.
Not sure. I've heard Sarim Vachashuvim Sheber Yehuda. So they all went up to the rooftops and fell off. The Hadahu Dechsiv, that's the pasuk Yeshaya says, Masa Gei Chizayon Malach Efo Kialisa Kulach Lagagos Teshuos Milea Ir Homia. So they went to the roofs, and I'm not sure what Teshuos mean here. But the pasuk continues, which is not encoded in the Yushami, Kriya Aliza Chalalayach Lo Chalei Cherev Lo Mesi Milchama. There are a lot of corpse all over, not because they died of injuries from battle, from war, because they fell off.
This is the goal that happened 10 years before the destroyed the Bismikash, and that Mordechai went with him.
What is it again?
Because Hashem wanted to prepare Babel to be ready for the Bismikash. So there was the goal that all the Tamil Chachamim.
There was a what?
When they were,
exile.
They were exiled 10 years before, and a lot of the Tamil Chachamim were sent. So that they should prepare Babel, so that went. That's how.
So it really happened.
Mordechai. No, he was really taken.
That everybody fell from the roof.
Asher
Eglah
When you say Asher this is it. This is the.
That's right in the beginning of the.
We have 5 minutes. I think we should go. We have 5 minutes now, so it says the Mishnah.
We're not
going to
make it
anyway, so. There are 13 tables. So no, this one's pretty easy, actually. 13 tables in the base of Mikdash. Ches, Shel, Shaish, 8 of them were marble. The base of Matpechaim, where they slaughterhouse. Shalein, Madichim, Zakrovaim, where they'd wash the inside of the animal. Ubeis, Memarv, 2 in the west. Hakevesh, Echad, Shel, Shaish, one of the ramps was marble. Echad, Shel, Kesef, one was silver. Al, Shel, Shaish, on the marble one, Nosen, Esa, Aivam, they place the limbs. Al Shakasav, the silver one, Klisharis. The Klisharis would be placed on top of the silver ones. Ubeis Bulum, there are two of them found in the hallway, the large hallway. Mibifnim, Al Pesach Abayis, inside the hallway, there is Echad Shashayish, Echad Shazav, a golden one and a marble one. Shashayish, Nosun Lechem Aparim, Bechnisaso, the new bread that was baked to bring it into the base of Mikdash. Val Shazav, and the golden one, Bitsiyaso, the one that would be leaving the base of Mikdash to be eaten by the Kohanim, that would be going the golden one. Shemal Makodesh Lomaridim. Right, exactly. So the going in, you put it in the marble. But when it goes in the lechem upon him onto the shulchan, it gets kedusha, and on the way out, you have to go up in value. So you go from the marble to the gold on the way out. So then the Gemara says, Echad shazav mibifnim shalav lechem upon him tamid. There is one inside the kodesh, which was golden, where the lechem upon him was always there. I'm not sure lechem upon him was always there. Must have been a separate set there. So. So lechem parim. It wasn't the same lechem parim that they ate. The Kohanim ate every single week. It must have been a separate set of lechem parim that stayed good forever. So says the Gemara, Tani al shel kesef, on the silver one, Rabbi Yossi b'shem Rabbi Shmuel by Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Hananya, Mati b'shem Rabbi Yochanan.
This is the shulchan of lechem parim that we learn in Truma Tetzaveh.
No, but there's another lechem parim that was placed tamid. There was a bread that was there forever. There's another table.
The
different one. So then the Gemara says.
No, but lefanai tamid, it means that I think that's why they had to replace the bread, the lechem panim, that one came in as the other one came out, meaning that. I think it's the same one.
Oh, you try to say that's what means tamid. Then they always switch it out. I see.
Because as they were putting in, we learned it like 3 years ago.
Menachos, yeah. Menachos is how it works, exactly.
One, because it has to be tamid.
So the last one's referring to the actual shulchan. I hear that. Says the Gemara now. Tani al shel kesef, on the silver one, they place a lechem upon him. Rabbi Yossi, b'shem Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzhak says, Rabbi Hanani, Mati Bey, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, less kancha kesef, the Mishnah doesn't mention anything about silver by the shulchan. It's either gold or marble. Mipnei shu martiach. So since the silver, why is there no silver one? Since the silver one would cause it to heat up, so it would lead it to going bad, the bread would go bad, therefore there's no silver table when it came to the shulchan, the lechem apanim. So then the Gemara said, ask the following question, Lo kein tana, do we not learn the Braisa? Ze echad min anisim shenasu beveis ha-migdash, shekashem shayu manichan oso chom kacha yumotzin oso chom, shenemar velosum lachem chom biyom lakacho, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Omar, ein maskin maisen nisim. So the Gemara answers, so shouldn't it be, it was a miracle that the bread didn't go bad. So what the silver wouldn't have done, the Gemara said, we don't mention Nisim, we don't try to advertise that. We don't somich al anes. Gemara asked, boy, kame, they asked the following question in front of Rabbi Ilah. Lo hayusham lecha mahu lanicho. What if there is no lechem upon him, there's no new lechem upon him, l'shavas haba, can you place the old lechem upon him on the table for the next week? So says the pasuk, I'm alone, k'siv v'nasata al shulchan lechem panim l'fnai tamid. Lechem panim v'afilu pasul, even though lechem panim is pasul, you always have to have bread on the table. So if there's no new bread that week, for whatever reason, they couldn't make new bread, you keep the old bread on the shulchan, so there's always lechem panim. Even though the panim, lechem panim is pasul, you still were to use it. Okay, we still have 2 minutes, we should stop here.
Shkoyach fest.
Okay. Okay, fine.
No, it's all Shkodesh. He's not.
What?
Okay.
He's got six minutes and 37 seconds. Oh, yeah.